This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Once based firmly in the proverbial basement, Dungeons & Dragons is now very much in the pop culture mainstream. The original tabletop role-playing game, D&D, is now a big part of Stranger Things on Netflix. It's inspired dozens of video games, and there is an official D&D movie coming out this month with no less a star than Chris Pine. D&D isn't really like other games. It's kind of a collective fantasy improv thing with dice rolls. Players create characters, think wizards and clerics and druids, that kind of thing, and take them on quests through dangerous and mysterious landscapes. There's a dungeon master that's sort of the chief storyteller and referee. The D&D economy isn't like other games either. It relies on an unofficial and thriving ecosystem of third-party content. So when Hasbro, which owns D&D, tried to get a bigger slice of that economy, well, Marketplace's Matt Levin is our Dungeon Master.
It's Friday afternoon at Great Escape Games, a fantasy geek oasis tucked behind a Ross Dress for Less in a Sacramento strip mall. Mark Warren works here, or as he's otherwise known.
My name is Gorthal. I am a level 10 barbarian, and I crush foes all day long.
Gorthal is a character Warren occasionally inhabits when he plays Dungeons & Dragons. He's played role-playing games with the same high school friends for over 20 years. It's the kind of group escapism he says he can't really get with Monopoly or something.
We're going to get away. We're going to get away. We're going to go to a whole new place, and we don't know what's going to be involved. There's no spoilers, you know, if I'm making my own adventure, because I made it.
That make-your-own-adventure part, that's kind of the magic potion for the D&D economy. Great Escape Games has about half an aisle of official D&D monster and adventure books, all owned by Hasbro. The remainder of the aisle is unofficial D&D books published by completely different companies. Warren opens a beautifully illustrated third-party book about a distant alien realm. Printed on page 392 is why Hasbro won't see a dime of the $20 retail price. Open Game License Version 1.0A.
This right here, this was the heart of D&D. This is the reason why that this whole world, this book, all of it could exist.
The Open Game License was kind of revolutionary in the tabletop gaming world. It dates back to the year 2000. Brian Lewis was legal counsel for D&D back then and was searching for ways to outsource new creative work.
The people that play Dungeons & Dragons are inherently authors. Each one is creating a movie in their own mind. So because we had that built into the nature of the product, it really let us tap into the open source concept very effectively.
The license bred a symbiotic relationship between third-party companies and D&D. When official D&D came out with a product that flopped, other publishers filled the void. But with the rise of nerd culture over the past 20 years, some of those third-party companies started making millions in revenue. Then in January, word leaked Hasbro wanted to change its gaming license.
The backlash was mind-boggling.
Backlash because any third-party company making over $50,000 a year would have to submit reports to Hasbro, and any company making over $750,000 would have to pay a 25% royalty. Cue the angry open letters and the Twitter hashtag OpenD&D.
I never could have imagined how many people, how many companies. I've never seen anything like that.
A rival game called Pathfinder sold 8 months of product in 2 weeks, according to its CEO. Eventually, Hasbro had to backtrack.
Obviously, it was harmful to the community. And so in that respect, yes, it was a mistake.
Kyle Brink is the executive producer of D&D. Hasbro has now put the game under a Creative Commons license. No royalties attached. Brink has promised future updates to the D&D rulebook will remain open source. Hasbro is in full damage control mode.
I'm sure that there are some people who have left D&D. That being said, it's the common language of all role players. D&D is always going to be there.
There seem to be a bunch of assorted demons and undead here.
It's Friday evening now at Great Escape Games, which means the 20-sided D&D dice are rolling. Kelly Samuelson helps organize games here. She says while she loves D&D, she hasn't felt the love from Hasbro recently.
There's kind of a feeling that we've lost a little bit of the community, and there's a lot more of a push towards monetization.
But she doesn't want to abandon the game entirely, or her characters.
My name is Nadella. I am a elven druid. I am level 20. I've been adventuring for quite some time and faced many powerful foes.
Wonder if she's met Gortham the Barbarian yet. Sounds like they'd hit it off. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.